Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's
seeds.
Just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today is Saturday, Shabbat Shalom, January the 14th, 2017, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show set up for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we have a mind-popping, cookie-blowing show for you today. Today, we want to talk about your expectations. What do you expect? Do you expect anything at all? My brothers and my sisters, what is your mental disposition? What is your spiritual fortitude? What is a spirit of expectation? What is a state of expectation? You see, my brothers and sisters, there is a difference between what you want and what you expect. Unfortunately, in life, many of us may or may not under, over, and understand that in life, life is not about what you wish. It's not about what you dream. It's not even about what you plan. Life is all about what you subconsciously expect. There's an old saying that says you don't get what you want in life. You only get what you expect from life. And so if you go through life with no expectations, then you're going to get no results. And then we have the other part of the coin, which says unrealistic expectations and misplaced dependencies are the only two ways by which you can be disappointed. And so all failure, all disappointment, all unhappiness, all unsatisfaction, anything that will lower your frequency, your wave, your vibration, your energy level, the only way, my brother, the only way, my sister, you can be disappointed if you have unrealistic expectations. You're expecting something to happen. That's not reality. Or you have misplaced dependencies. You are depending upon someone who don't got your back. And so my brothers and my sisters, the only possible way that you're listening to this show right now today and you're not in the place of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, the only possible way that you don't have that mental disposition right now is if you got unrealistic expectations or misplaced dependencies. That is the source of all unhappiness. Now, we need to make sure, because we have to break this down today, because many people are living a substandard life because they have a substandard. What is the spirit? What is the ruach? What is the pneuma of expectation? You don't get what you want in life. You get what you expect from life. That is the only two options that we have. And see, it is mind-numbing and it is mind-blowing, my brothers and sisters, without under, over, and understanding that statement, that one simple statement. And that statement is the foundation of your life. Everything, everything, everything that happens in your life is the result of what you brought, what you ordered. It's like when you go to the restaurant and you order a chicken fried steak, are you surprised when the waiter brings out a chicken fried steak? No. You're not surprised when they bring out a chicken fried steak because that's what you ordered. But why is it in life when you order poverty and it shows up, you look dumbfounded? Like, where the hell did that come from? It's mind-blowing to me as a life coach and as a spiritual therapeutic specialist, as a truthologist and a spiritualologist. All I do all day, every day is try to express, expose, and expand by revealing, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God. So I'm showing people. I'm showing people themselves. And what's interesting is that people say that that's not me, brother. That's not me, sister. But that is you. That's exactly what you ordered. That's exactly where you are in your life. Everything that's in your life is what you ordered. And they look at me, no, I didn't order that, brother. And I'm shaking my head, yes, you ordered that, sister. So how do we order? When you go to a restaurant, it's simple. You, waiter, can I get a menu, please? So what is the menu of life? The menu, my brothers and sisters, is your options. It's your opportunities. So you're sitting, and depending on your culture, let's say you're sitting in the rainforest in Brazil, and you're part of an indigenous tribe, and you have no modern, you know, technology. What options do you have, brother and sisters? But let's say you are, you know, one of Donald Trump's, you know, offspring, and you're Donald Trump's son. What about Jerry Jones' son? What about Bill Gates? Or, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Let's say you're born into an affluent environment. What options you got? And so the way that you order in life is based upon the environment, based upon the culture, based upon the exposure, based upon the frame, because your menu is inside of a frame. Now, when they when you go to a restaurant and you order, notice you got to go to the restaurant. That's the first step. Many people don't have a spirit of expectation because they ain't went to the restaurant to even get a menu, to even look at the menu, to even order anything. So they can't expect nothing because they ain't never ordered nothing. And so there are steps to get to the place where you can even expect. So we're talking about how to establish a mental disposition of expectation. Let me give you an example. This is that I've learned in my life. This is why I've totally changed everything that I've done, because my total spirit has been shattered. My mental disposition has been destroyed. Everything that I believed in my life has been, the last 60 days, my total worldview has been destroyed. Everything that I once believed, I still believe it, but now I've taken it to another level. And now there's a lot of disdain. Now I have this bad taste in my mouth. Now I have this righteous indignation in my spirit. Now I got freaking anger in my heart. Anger is good, brother. Anger is good. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. So, yeah, I'm freaking pissed off. I want you to sense it, and I want you to freaking feel it. Not at you. I'm pissed off at myself. See, if you're 50-plus years old, if you're knocking on the door of 60, and if you've been chasing something for freaking 4 years and you ain't got it yet, you'd be a little pissed off too. Now, y'all, you youngsters, y'all in your early 20s, y'all just getting started. You don't understand, man. There's no way in the world you can wrap your brain. Come talk to me when you damn near 60 years old. Then we can have a discussion. So, yeah, I'm angry. But why am I angry, brother? Why am I angry, sister? I'm angry because nobody taught me what I'm teaching you. And I'm angry because people who don't have a clue make decisions for people who don't. Meaning, you're taking advice from a loser and you're trying to be a winner. Go on Facebook and look at it. All you see is a bunch of losers. They post in shitness that they ain't never done. Any social media. Now, let me make sure you understand my righteous indignation today. Because, brothers and sisters, unrealistic expectations will get you killed. Like for real. Go to the hood and pull up on a group of brothers. I saw this video where these people were playing these pranks. And this guy, white guy, going up to black guys and taking their cell phones out of their hand. It ended with the dude pulling out a gun. I don't know what happened to it because they cut off. Now, he know dudes chasing him. He got slapped around a few times. But then he walked up on the wrong dude. Expectations wasn't quite, he wasn't expecting to be looking down a .45, Desert Eagle, a Glock 9, whatever it was. So let me make sure you under and you over and you understand. Let's start with the terms. You guys know I'm a didactic discourse teacher. Therefore, the first thing we got to start with is the definition of the word expectation. Now remember, like I said in the restaurant, when you go to the restaurant, first of all, you got to get dressed. You got to get in your car. You got to drive to the place where you order. The place. Now, we're talking about expectations. I ain't even going up to get it. I'm hoping you already know how to get to the place where you can order. Expectation. Now, let me set the stage for you. You go to a football game. You got $20 seats. Nosebleed section. You wait up there in the rafters. You come. You have your sneakers on because you know you got to walk some stairs. You should. You might want to dress with some comfortable clothing, maybe some sweats or some shorts. You should. You get there early because you know it's going to be crowded in the nosebleed section. It's going to take a while before you get there. Again, you should expect that. You get to the nosebleed section, and the basketball players, I don't know, I've been to a few basketball games, professional basketball games in my day, and I was up in the nosebleed section. And the first time I went, I had no idea what to expect. I was sorely disappointed. Said I would never go back again because I didn't bring no binoculars. I wore some dress shoes. I wore some tight-fitting pants. I was dressing like I was going to church. Why? Nobody told me what to expect. So right now, my brothers and my sisters, I don't know what you're planning. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what your mental disposition is. But in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, what are you expecting to happen? See, I went to that basketball game and I had unrealistic expectations, misplaced dependencies, so therefore I was depressed. I was angry. Because why? I was unprepared. So then I got floor seats at the basketball game. Same game, obviously different players. Went to the Spurs game, and I was right there. I could like almost reach out and touch Tim Duncan. This was back in the day when, you know, Duncan was in his prime. And I went to the game, and man, wow, I should have wore a nice shirt, because you know, I was down there with all of the rich and famous. I saw people down there, man, the mayor. I saw David Robinson, retired, you know. I saw a lot of other athletes there. I saw the announcers. I remember seeing Shaquille O'Neal. I remember seeing, Kenny Smith, the Jet, and the people from, you know, TNT who was doing the announcing. And it's like, man, you can reach out and touch those guys. And then I thought about the expectation of the guy. That courtside seat was like $500. The nosebleed seat was $20. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Do you think a person who pays $500 for a basketball seat in a game expect to be treated the same way the guy who paid $20 for his ticket? I'm just asking a question. And do you expect, now, if you purchase something for $20 and you purchase something for $500, what is your expectations? I'm just asking a question. Why am I charging $5,000 for my course? Same course that I used to charge $1,000 for. Before I charged $1,000 for it, I used to give it away. When I gave it away, I got no results. When I charged $100 for that 30 steps in 30 days, got no results. When I charged $1,000, again, like I said at the beginning, 9 out of 10 people will quit. And I got a lot of hate mail because I made that statement. Lost a lot of friends because I made that statement. They said that I was controlling them and I was planting doubt into their minds. That's what they told me. Now, I'm a bad dude. I mean, yeah, I got all kinds of powers, man. I can damn near walk on water. But brother, sister, can't nobody disrespect you unless you let them. Nobody can go into your brain and control your brain unless you yield and if you allow them to. Now, I'm a bad mofo, but I'm not that bad. So if someone is disrespecting you, it's because you are letting them. If someone is thinking for you, it's because you are letting them. I got an email yesterday from a gentleman who was very angry and very upset. And he said, Brother Will, I'm disappointed and I'm angry at you. I said, okay, why? Because I am not successful. Okay, why? Well, you said that you was going to do this. You was going to do that. And you was going to do this. And you was going to do that. And you did not do that. Therefore, I had nothing to do. Okay, so I said I was going to start this. And I didn't start it. Or I said I was going to do this show, and I didn't do that show. Or I was going to do this, so let me make sure I'm following you. So your entire life was depending upon me, and then you was going to do something after I did something. So if I don't do something, then your life basically is pretty much over. That's what you're telling me? Well, yeah, brother. You know, you're supposed to have been, you know, like, you know, the leader. And so I was waiting on you. So I put my life on hold. And when you didn't come through, my expectations wasn't met. So I said, okay, I understand, brother. So what are you doing now? Well, now I ain't depending on nobody. Now I'm taking charge of my own life. Now I'm thinking for myself. Now I'm not waiting on you, brother. Now, and the whole time he's talking, I'm saying, yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. After I like turn over some chairs. Because that's all I was trying to get the brother to do from the jump street. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. My love and compassion enabling people not to be successful. Because I love people so much, I was getting in God's way and I was trying to help people. I was trying to do for people what they can only do for themselves. I can write books for you, but it's not the same as if you write it for yourself. I can build a website for you, but it's not the same unless you build it for yourself. Brothers and sisters, as much as it hurts me, I got to pull back. As much as it breaks my heart, to let the, I have to, it's like watching your son. I don't know if y'all have children. 5 biological children. I raised 16 children. 16 children that I've raised. I get emailed. I was just talking to my daughter today. And I had to do something that was very hard for me. And she said, this was the most humbling experience in our life. She thanked me. Because I had to pull back and allow her to feel the result of the calls. So if you cause something to happen and somebody buffers the effect of that cause, you never feel the result. Back to my example of what the spirit of expectation really is. You only can receive according to spiritual law what you give. The amount that you give determines the amount that you receive. By universal spiritual law, you cannot receive. I don't care how much I want you to receive. If you don't give nothing, you can't receive nothing. You can listen to me all day. I can talk till I pass out. But God, the universe, will block anything you can't receive. That's why you cannot. You should never, ever, ever take anything from somebody for free. Never. You just curse yourself. Now, everybody likes free stuff because we don't understand spiritual law. Now, I'm not saying you got to pay for it in money. There's many different ways the universe will accept payment. We just got our brains wrapped around and we think that, okay, it has to be a monetary payment. All I'm saying, according to the universe, according to scriptures, according to every ancient text that I've ever read, my brothers and sisters, you cannot receive. Give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together. Whatever measure that you give, that same measure is going to be measured back to you. So if you give $10, you're going to receive $10 worth of information. So why my stuff that I used to give away for free, then it went to $100, then it went to $1,000, now it's $5,000. Why is it $5,000? If you give me $5,000, what kind of expectation level do you have? Now, I don't know about you. $5,000 is not a lot of money, but $5,000 is a lot of money. All I know is if I'm giving somebody $5,000, brother, sister, I'm expecting some freaking results. I'm expecting an IMR. I'm expecting immediate, measurable results. Want you to expect, because of what I'm bringing to the table is energy you ain't seen. I'm trying to talk slowly today. So that way I don't start yelling and screaming and grab my phone and about to tear it up. Because that's the energy I have right now. Because I'm on another plane right now, brothers. I'm on another planet. I'm in a total different dimension. Because it clicked for me. And I wanted to click for you. And I realized that the problem was that I didn't have enough intensity. And I wrote a book. I pulled it up last night. And in that book, I talked about the different states of tense. I talked about past tense. I talked about present tense. I talked about future tense. But in that book, I talk about bump those. Don't worry about the past. Don't worry about the present. Don't worry about the future. If you are in tense, you control the past, the present, and the future. If you are not getting there faster, you need to increase your intensity level. And right now, brothers and sisters, if my intensity level increases anymore, y'all will probably see me on CNN. Black Man Goes Wild in San Antonio. Story at 5. That's how hyped I am. Why? Because I got a system that works. But the problem was I was preventing the system from working because I wasn't allowing people to come into the system and sitting on the edge of their seats with a spirit of expectation. I didn't allow you because I didn't charge you. Do you know what people, when they go to Tony Robbins, you ever seen the audience in the Tony Robbins event? Do you know how much it costs to go to a Tony Robbins event? Go click on Google, research the tickets to go to a Tony Robbins event. Now, when people go to see Tony Robbins, do you think they sit in the back and fall asleep? I guarantee you can go to a Tony Robbins event. You can work 3 days straight and just get off work And I guarantee you, when you go to a Tony Robbins event, you're going to be sitting on the front row, you're going to be sitting on the edge of your seat, you're going to be leaning forward, and you're going to be having all of the documentation. If you ain't got no document, you're going to have a pen and paper, and your eyes are going to be livid. Why? Because you got a spirit of expectation. Because you expect, because of the name Tony Robbins, and because of the price of the freaking ticket. So if you don't pay nothing, you don't expect nothing. It's universal law. So by me trying to help, I'm actually been hurting. That's my flaw. They've been telling me that since day one. Brother Will, you care too much. That's why I'm trying to be an a-hole. I'm trying to turn into the biggest asshole on the planet. I don't want to be nobody's friend no more. Because I realized that by being people's friends, I was actually killing them. I want results. That's why the Bible says ruthless men retain wealth. You have to be ruthless, man. If you are emotionally attached to somebody, you can't speak the truth into their life because, again, you want to coddle. You don't want to offend them. You want to love and all of this, you know, feel-good, fluffy shizness that don't work. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying because people take away what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that let's look at the definition. The word expectation. It's the act or the state of expecting. It is the act or state of looking forward with anticipation. So I know me. I am looking forward with expectation. I'm expecting something powerful. I'm expecting great life-changing events. I have an expectant mental attitude. That word expectant, it means pregnant with expectation. I'm pregnant with purpose. I'm about to give birth to my purpose. My purpose is, again, to have a worldwide ministry or organization that's changing people's lives all around the globe, where there's hundreds and thousands of people. What I'm doing right now in a month, I mean in a year, I want to be able to do in a month. Instead of making $125 a year, I want to make $125 a month. Instead of working with 25 people a year, I want to work with 25 people a month. That's my expectation. I want to be, the word expectation, guess what it comes from? A person who expects. It means a person who's an expert. So your expectation should lead to what you expect. And the word expect means you look forward to. How many people look forward to these 12 o'clock shows? How many people, again, regard something and they anticipate something? They look forward to it for a reason, and this is the biggest one right here, because of a justification. Now, right now, you are justified. The 25 people that I'm working with in 2017, they are justified. They have a reason, and they can explain it. They can defend their position because they have a state of being justified, which comes from the word justification. Now, they are justified. So if I go to a Spurs game and I pay $500 for a courtside seat, I am justified if somebody stands in front of me, yells and screams, blocks my vision, pour beer or waste beer on my gators, I'm justified to get pissed off. Why? Because I paid extra money to get extra close to avoid that. Now, in the $20 nosebleed section, if somebody's standing up there yelling and they screaming and they're wasting beer all over the place, I am not really justified. I cannot go and make a statement or a claim. I cannot really be just or right. I cannot actually expect a particular disposition or a particular amount of comfort because I am not just. When you pay, not just in money, it could be in time, it could be in attention. It could be in a lot of different ways. But that means the word justification means that I'm in a place where I can legally administer justice. I can legally show. I can legally, I'm right. I can submit, now this is a legal proceeding, to a court. I can submit legal documentation that show that I am justified in the way that I feel, and I can justify my expectations. See, there's a lot of people who have a spirit of expectation, but they have no justification for that expectation. So let me ask you the question, brother. You expecting your wife, your husband, your children, you have a spirit of expectation. Now, do you have the legal right to expect it? You expect your wife to cook you dinner every night, 6 o'clock. Dinner should be done and on the table. She works. She takes care of the kids. She does the same thing that you do. Now, do you have the legal right? Are you just? Can you go before a judge? Do you have enough proof, enough evidence to prove that you deserve to have dinner served to you 6 p.m. hot out the oven every night? Will your case stand up in court? For can you justify what you are expecting? See, a lot of people I know, they're walking around with their chest tucked out. They got air in their chest, and they're expecting something to happen, and it ain't going to happen. Why? You ain't freaking paid the price, brother. You ain't paid the price, sister. So it's not going to happen. So that's a pipe dream. That's not reality. That's unrealistic expectation. Now, my brothers and my sisters, we need to make sure that we are all on the same page of under, over, and understanding. Because this is a part of the reason why myself, and again, everything I've been talking about lately is just about my deeper revelation, because anytime I'm unhappy or disappointed, which is a result of unrealistic expectation, missed. I missed the mark. I don't look outside of me. I look inside of me. And I'd say, Father, I'm ready. Show me the lesson. So every time an event happened in my life, I ask, what am I supposed to learn? Something positive happened? God, what am I supposed to learn? Something negative happened, the wheels fall off? Father, what am I supposed to learn? Do you know where you're heading, brothers, sisters? Are you moving in the direction of your goal, or are you moving in away from your goal? Now, where are you going in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships? Where are you going? And where is your current expectation leading you to? Now, excuse me, my brothers and my sisters, there is this unrealistic expectation that many of us have. So how much of a plan do you got to get to where you're going? Now, think about it. Do you have an expectation? Do you have a plan? Do you have a purpose? Or do you have a dream? Or a wish? What is the intensity level of your expectation? We need, I need, you need to ramp up your expectation level. One of the best ways to ramp up your expectation level on this dimension, money. So for everybody in 2017, when you write a check, when you write a check for $5,000, that I don't know about you, yeah, I'm like, what you got, Doc? If I'm gonna give you $5,000, you better come with something, brother. You better bring something that's like mind blowing. I don't want no now I lay me down the street, sleep, I pray my Lord my soul to keep if I die before. No, I don't want that kind of prayer, brother. If I'm gonna pay you $5,000, you better be bringing some pain. You know what I'm saying? You better come with it, or we're going to have some problems. You should have dynamic expectations. Your expectations should be off the hizzle for shizzle. You should be on another freaking planet. Your people should be able to say, what did he just say? You should be talking like me. Like you start talking and talking so fast, your words start coming together. You stop pronunciating your words because why? You got too much excitement. Like, oh, okay, calm down, Doc. Calm down, dude. We can't understand the hell are you saying. Why? Have y'all noticed that? You've been listening to my shows lately? It's like I started doing drugs or something. Why? I'm really motivated to reach my goal. I can see it now. The light is at the end of the tunnel. I can reach it. 40 years of pressing and pressing and pressing, and now it's here. Y'all don't understand. It's impossible. It's impossible if you're in your 20s. That's why, you know, it's no disrespect to nobody, man, but I have all of the youngsters, that was in my group. And I had a lot of youngsters. I really didn't notice that until about 30 days ago. I had a lot of people that was 25, 26 and under. They all gone now. Wonder why. Brothers and sisters, age means nothing. Nothing. But wisdom comes with experience. And experience a lot of times comes with age. That shizness that I know now, I wish to God I would have knew when I was in my 20s. Only way I know, though, I had to live. Now, I have righteous indignation. Now my intensity level, now I don't play. I'm sorry. I don't play with children anymore. I don't do childish games. I have an earnest expectation to reach for the stars. See, when you have mediocre goals, when you have a mediocre relationship, we have a mediocre workout routine. We have a mediocre diet. We have a mediocre job. You have mediocre energy. You just show up. You do enough to get paid. They do enough to keep you from, or they pay you enough to keep you from quitting. So you want to reach a mediocre goal, you're going to make a mediocre payment. You're going to have a mediocre coach. You're going to get mediocre results. It's okay. The world is full of mediocre people. But one day, probably like me, when you're knocking on 60, you're going to look back at your life and you're going to wonder what happened between the age of 25 and 45. It's going to be a blur. You don't even notice. You're going to be like, I was young. I was excited. I was enthusiastic. I was full of zeal. All zeal and no knowledge. That's why all of my babies are gone. All the youngsters that was all zeal, because I told them, y'all, that's all zeal. Y'all don't know shizness. Like I said, well, who are you, brother, to be telling me I don't know nothing? I got shoes your age, man. And they got pissed off, and so they left. You see, brothers and sisters, I'm not sure if you really understand this statement. You don't get shiznits in life that you want. You only get what you expect. Big difference. And most people can't understand the difference between what you want and what you expect. See, people expect certain things, and then some people don't. It's interesting because you can go, and some women, they don't expect their men to be faithful. I've dated, people who say that, well, it's okay if you cheat, I understand, you have a lot of temptation, and I'm like, really? So I once dated this girl who told me just, hey, I don't care what you do, just don't do it in my face. I mean, just don't bring it home. Really? So I don't care, just as long as she don't call you and I'm around, as long as I don't know. So I kept asking because I never knew. I'm like, this is new to me. So you mean to tell me and you can hang out, we got a monogamous relationship, just me and you, but it's okay for me to have me a side chick? Sure. You can have two or three if you want. As long as I don't know, as long as you pay the bills. Okay, I'll sign up for that program. And I did. So why was that acceptable to her? Now, women, any women listen to today's show, is that acceptable to you? Is that okay for your man to have other females on the side? Are you cool with that as long as you don't bring it home? Why was her expectation different from other people? See, my brothers and sisters, your expectation level reveals your self-esteem level. Let me make sure you understand my brothers and sisters, because, see, everybody is okay with ordinary. But what if you want more than ordinary? What if something inside of you starts to percolate and you start asking questions like I asked? I went to church and I saw everybody, Sister So-and-so. She was sitting on the same pew for 30 years. Now, you sit in Sister So-and-so's seat, she probably bust you upside the head. But she's saved, though. She knows Jesus. Turn over chairs every Sunday. but piss off Sister So-and-so if you want to. That Sister So-and-so told me, boy, I snatched the breath out of your lungs. When I was a little kid, I was like, man, that's, she going to take the breath out of my lungs? I'm not going to be able to breathe. And I remember when I was a little kid, I was like, these old mothers, man, they were like evil. But they went to church, and they've been going to church for 30 years. Nothing changed. They wasn't expecting nothing to change. That's why nothing didn't change. So let me ask you a question. I don't want nobody with me in 2017. If you better expect it. If you pay me $5,000, you should look me in the eye and say, Brother Will, I'm expecting my life to change, brother. I'm expecting you not to do it for me, but I'm expecting you to give me the what, the why, and the how. I'm expecting why, because that is exactly what I'm expecting of myself, and I'm freaking demanding of myself because I've already done it for myself. So I know that it requires more than a mediocre, lackadaisical, lay back, like, okay, brother, I just think. And one brother called me the other day and says, oh, brother, you know, I thought about it, and I don't know, man. I think I may join you in 2017, brother. You know, I listen to what you've been saying, and, you know, it sounds like it might be something I could, you know, partake. But brother, I don't know if I want to take your money, because I already know that you might be one of those brothers that after 30 days is going to be trying to want a refund, and my stuff don't come with no refund. So you might want to rethink it. Well, why? You too laid back. Because I'm bringing both barrels blazing. And it's like, I'm going to be hardwired. I don't need six cups of coffee. And if I drunk six cups of coffee, y'all would have to lock me up. Y'all would need a tranquilizer gun to get me off the freaking ceiling. And like they'd be trying to kiss them wild animals. Like, come down, man, come down. Why? Brothers and sisters, how about this? How about challenge ourselves to think big, to expect big, to plan big, and to act big? How about we do that? How about you think big? I thought, that's what I did. I said, you know what? No, I'm going to charge big prices because I'm going to deliver big results, because I want to not play small. I'm not going to be afraid to talk anymore. I'm not going to be afraid to lose the 25 years and below. And a lot of it's not age. A lot of it's mentality. There are people who honestly think that you can be successful by, like, jumping around. There's honestly people who are there that you can be successful by not having a plan. There's people who think you can be successful by being, like, a free spirit. Where, you know, if you feel like working today, you work. If you don't feel like working, I ain't going to work today. There's people who believe that. Everybody who does that, they inherited their money, and they're losing it really quickly. They just haven't bottomed out yet. Stick around. Now, I have been blessed and fortunate to work around and work with a lot of wealthy people in my life, a lot of wealthy people. And it's interesting because I wasn't interested in none of what they were saying. So all of the wealthy people that I hung around with, I just watched what they did. But I was never willing to do that because I was like, know what I said? This is exactly my words. This was my words when I was 20, in my 20s. And they told me what they did. First thing I said is, it don't take all that. That's exactly what I said. All of the 20-somethings that fell off and that's gone, they're going to be 45, 50, 55. And then they got to go back, and they're going to do exactly what I did. Why? It's universal law. But nobody explained to me the spirit of expectancy that I'm trying to explain to you today. Brothers and sisters, the spirit of expectancy is what you got to have. How do you get it? How do you get it? How people think that you can just say, I can write down on a piece of paper right now, I expect my life, I expect to be wealthy, I expect to be healthy, I expect to be wise, and I expect to have a great relationship. I can say that all day with emphatic, like they say in the self-help movement. So I've been in the self-help movement for 30 years. 30. Ain't nothing changed. Why? You can yell and shout at the universe and do mantras all you want. Don't mean shiznits. See, brothers and sisters, we all have expectations. What are expectations? Basically, what you anticipate to happen. We all look forward to something to happen. It's what you desire. It's what you hope for. See, I don't really do hope anymore. Don't do too much faith anymore. Now, I know the Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God, but we got a flawed definition of faith. I know the Bible says faith, hope, love, the greatest of these three, love, not hope. Because the Bible says hope deferred waxes or makes the heart cold. Now, my brothers, what am I saying? What are your expectations? See, I remember growing up, I had all of these expectations. I remember, you know, playing football, I had these expectations. They didn't come out. I remember first marriage, I had these expectations. First job, I had these expectations. Went in the military, I had these expectations. I had a lot of unrealistic expectations. Now I've come to understand that what I desire and what I look forward to aren't the same thing. So my desires and my expectations are not the same. So sometimes I set the bar too high and I get disappointed. That's called unrealistic expectations. Then sometimes I set the bar too low. And then I am overjoyed, but the joy is not quite as fulfilling because I know I'm playing small. I know I settled. That's how I feel right now. See, I know, like, I reached my goal. So I made X amount of dollars this year, met my goal, but I'm not happy. Why? Because I know I set my goal too low. I look at myself in the mirror, I look at how much I weigh, and I'm happy. But I know I should be in better shape than what I am right now. I look at the club, the courses I'm doing, I look at the books that I've written, I look at other people's lives that I've impacted, and I should be happy. But I know the wisdom and the intellectual level that I'm at right now, I should be in a better place. I look at my marriage right now, I look at the way I treat my wife, I look at our relationship, and, you know, after all I've done, I came back and I repaired, and, you know, my marriage, and everybody else said, brother, well, you can't come back. Everybody told me that, you know, all of our people was against it, my people was against it. Everybody was like, dude, and it's over. It's a wrap. File for divorce, man. It's a wrap, brother. There's no way you can't come back. It's dead. And I came back. But disappointed. Because I know I could do better. I know I can treat her better. I know I can respect her better. I know that I'm a better man than that. I know it in my heart and in my soul and in my spirit. I know that I'm selling myself short. I know that I've settled in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. I've settled. That's why I'm accomplishing all my dreams and all my goals. Because I decided after repeated failure, hey, I don't want to risk nothing, man. I've been aiming for the stars, and I've been landing it down, you know, on the mountaintops. And so my expectations were too high, right? No. My intensity, my energy, my INNERG was not activated. I was living off of willpower. And I have a book called The Science of Willpower. That's what I've been doing all my life. Thylema. Because I was a member. I learned everything about the Thylemic Order of the Golden Dawn. I used to be a card-carrying member of the Thylemic Order of the Golden Dawn. And they taught us how to use thylema, how to use will, to will ourselves, pride in the fact. I remember hearing Will Smith say the same thing. I was like, man, he must have read the same books I did. He says people may be smarter than him, they may be bigger than him, they may be taller than him, but nobody's going to outwork him. And I made that my mantra, and I said there's nobody on earth that's going to outwork me. And I used determination and willpower to get to where I'm at today. And guess what? Burned out. Why? Because I thought willpower was his power. But I didn't understand the physics of emotion. I didn't understand the physics of implosion. I didn't understand the physics of nucleus or the nucleate. I didn't understand all the stuff that I understand now and that I'm going to be teaching in 2017. I didn't understand the frequency of sound. I didn't understand the metaphysics of Christ consciousness. I didn't understand that, again, according to science, there is a superconductor that activates super consciousness that allows you to vibrate on a super realm. In the Bible, it was called mana. In the physical realm, it's called O-R-M-E. Some people call it white powder gold. They made the movie out about it in the movie Limitless and in the movie Lucy. They was talking about something that activates 100% of the brain. And I didn't know that it was just christened. It was just what Christ was talking about. It was activating the third eye. It was activating the amygdala. It was activating, again, your crown chakra. It was ability to vibrate and how on the gamma wave or gamma rays level. Then I realized that, hey, I can shoot for the stars, and guess what? I can take all of my expectations of what I could be, what I should be, and what I will be, set them at what the people call the foot of the cross. It's where, at the base of your spinal cord, and at the top of the angula oblongata, which we call the reptile brain, right there is called the cross, Golgotha, the place of the skull. Right at that cross, where the 12 cranial nerves, blood vessels, the circle of will, or the circle of Willis, that goes up to the top of the brain, from a biological perspective now, base where God, that is called the holies of holies inside the brain. So when you commit to develop yourself from a spiritual and from a nutritional perspective, what you are doing is you are training your mind to expect God, your inner I-N-N-E-R genius or G or Chi to be activated. That, my brothers and sisters, is Christ consciousness. When you activate the pineal gland by dumping it inside of your cerebral spinal cord fluid. So when you do certain things, it produces more cerebral spinal cord fluid that the pineal gland is supposed to be immersed in, but it's not. Right now, most people's pineal gland has been immersed in fluoride. It's been calcified. It's drying out. Why? Because there's not enough blood flowing through the circle of Willis. Why? Because of stress, because of your diet, because of, again, the way that you think and not understanding how to basically live, pleading your, how can I put this delicately, your secretions, we'll put it that way. And so remember I told you guys that there's a certain day of the month that you should refrain from sexual activity, because on that day, a tenth of your spinal cord fluid is needed to do something to activate your pineal gland. See, brothers and sisters, you should no longer be stressed out about what's happening around you right now. Your I-N-N-E-R-G should have activated your E-N-E-R-G-Y-T, your inner chi. And your energy level now, it allows you to tap into alternate universes, if you want to use that term, another dimension. In other words, it just allows you to get in contact with God. And God is going to tell you this: I got you. Why worry about what you shall eat or what you shall drink? God's going to give you a plan. People who panic are people that have no plan. So if you got a problem in front of you and you don't have a plan to solve that problem, you're going to panic. So I've learned that with any problem that comes before me, that I submit that problem. Like the Bible says, submit your prayers unto God. With prayer and supplication, submit your requests unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding is going to be given unto you. That, my brothers and sisters, is how you should oscillate or vibrate. That is what I call the spirit of expectation, because the spirit of expectancy enhances our expectations. Why? Because it is no longer all about us. So I don't have to try to figure out everything. All I do is I go to bed at night, I put the thought on my brain, I submit it to the universe. By the next morning, or now I've got to go to sleep. I got a problem, I submit it to my brain, I say, man, Father, what should I do now? And guess what? The Father responds and tells me what I should do. So, brothers and my sisters, all I'm simply saying is you have to have a spirit of expectancy before you start. Because before you can't develop it while you're in it. So before you start, what do you expect to happen? You should write it down on a piece of paper. So that way you know as you're going through, especially with my program, this is my expectations of you. Everybody that's in my program, I'm expecting you to bring the energy. I'm expecting you to bring a spirit of expectation from me. I'm expecting you to expect me to assist you with finding every limiting belief that you have in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. And after we find it, after we identify it, after we allow you to coddle it for a little while, we're going to get rid of it. And we're going to remove every negative habit pattern in your life, and we're going to replace it with a life-sustaining pattern based upon a purpose-based production. And we're going to start being co-creators with the creators. That is my expectation of myself. That is my expectation of you. Meaning, you will be wealthy, you will be healthy, you will be wise, and you will have great relationships. Because why? You are going to oscillate and vibrate on super consciousness. I'm not settling for anything less. And so people who are laid back, they're going to be a little bothered by me because of my high energy. Now, you don't have to match my energy, but you got to increase yours. So you got to bring it. Every session, every moment, every day, I'm holding you responsible. That's my expectation. I'm expecting you to come with energy. Can you just work it up? Can you just wake up in the morning and say, okay, I'm going to have energy today? No. Your energy comes from your energy. It comes from your I-N-N-E-R-G. So you got to get in contact with your true authentic self. What does that mean? That means you got to understand what I talked about yesterday. You have worth and you have value. So if you didn't listen to yesterday's show, please listen to yesterday's show and the day before yesterday. Why? To help you see and help you understand you have worth, you have value, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. There is no weapon formed against you shall that can prosper, and all who rise up against you shall fall. So my brothers and my sisters, in conclusion, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Let me know, brothers and sisters, it's time for us to activate your bioactive fields. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go in and we're going to do some plasma regeneration. We're going to work on your plasma field using plasma physics. And we're going to go in there, and again, there's four states of matter. Everybody got those covers already. I'm going to deal with the fifth state. Everything that we're doing is going to be in the fifth element, in the fifth realm, in the spiritual realm, plasma realm, or what other people call the ether. We're going to go in, my brothers and sisters, and we're going to affect your what is called phantom DNA. Oh, man, that's my expectation. My expectation is to activate your spiritual light matrix. And so your spirit man is going to be activated. And your spirit man, now, even for them little, them few entities that we may miss, that we may not find, or that we don't dig deep enough, now this is what's going to happen. This is my expectation. This is what I know. I don't believe. I don't hope. I don't wish. This is what I know is going to happen for everybody that's joining me in 2017. Your understanding of your purpose and who you are and your definite chief aim that you've written down is going to be so powerful that there is no demon on earth, above the earth, or under the earth that will be able to stand in your presence. What does that mean? That means that you're going to be so attached to being you that when a thought comes into your head that is not the same vibrational frequency as you, it elevates itself or denies itself. You see, my brothers and sisters, your true disposition totally eradicates and destroys all other dispositions. By you vibrating when your true self, by when you get in contact with your DNA design, and when your true God-level design, purpose. So if I know my purpose is to be, and it is my purpose to replace error with truth. That's my purpose. So do you think I am going to go and hang out and listen to? Now, I may go out of respect for someone who I'm with, but you will not. Do you think I'm going to teach error when it's my job to replace error? Not going to happen. So do you think I'm going to let myself go physically when I understand the laws of health and fitness? Nobody has to call me in the morning and say, Brother Will, let's go work out. Nobody has to say, hey, Brother Will, you're getting a little pudgy, man. I get on the scale, my pants start fitting tight, I already know. Now, I don't need a life coach. I don't need a therapist. I don't need a fitness trainer. When I go to the gym, every time I join the gym, they'll say, hey, you know, we offer free training. I don't need it. Well, you know, brother, I tell you, I don't need it. And they're like, oh, this fool, it's like he thinks he's a Mr. Know-it-all. I know what works for me. What am I saying? Even if you don't identify all your limiting beliefs, when you identify your empowering belief, when you identify your life-sustaining pattern, it overrides anything that we missed. Now, we're gonna get all the big ones, but there's a bunch of little ones that are going to be stuck down in there. That's going to take a little time. We're going to get those suckers too. But until then, your life-sustaining pattern, your God-given design, your true authentic purpose is going to make you so intense that when these low vibratory beings, you're going to look down on them and you're going to say, I'm not going down there because I'm up here. I'm vibrating on a 10. And then everything else, again, vibrates on a 1 or a 2. All low-level beliefs, they vibrate on lower levels. So they bring you down. They bring your energy down. That's why I say, watch what brings your energy down. That means that you got to false evidence. A lot of stuff that brings your energy down shouldn't bring your energy down. It's not the situation. It's how you interpret or react to the situation. Like me, I used to go to sports arenas and it would bring my energy down. Why? I didn't feel uncomfortable because there was no exit. There was somebody sitting behind me. Hey, when I was a cop, when I worked in the prison, number one, they do, you never let nobody behind you. That's how your life gets taken. So when I would go in a crowded building and somebody bumping to me from the back, I'd be like, I was on alert, man. I couldn't go to the Spurs game because there was too many people. I had no control. There was no exits. I was getting nervous. I started getting anxiety. Start breathing. Why? Because of all of these people. But it wasn't. It was my reaction to the situation. It wasn't the situation. So then I switched the flip. I can go to the Spurs game and I'm cool. Why? First thing I said to myself, dude, this is not a Supermax prison. Look at the people around. They're little kids, most of them. What you scared of? They got popcorn in their hand. Nobody got a shank. Ain't nobody got no toothpaste filed down into no weapon. Look at everybody. They happy. And you're the only one walking around and sweating. So I use a higher level reasoning, logic, love, and compassion to override the lower level fear. And instead of me reacting to the situation negatively, I examined and analyzed the situation and realized that my reaction does not fit the situation. So what did I do? I didn't change the situation. I changed my reaction, my reflection. So when you look in the mirror and the mirror doesn't show you what you want to see, don't go buy a new mirror. When you look in the mirror and the mirror shows you you and you do not like what you see, don't go buy a new mirror. Keep the mirror. Change the image that's in the mirror. Don't change the mirror. My brothers, my sisters, this is your boy, Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Email me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. Let's get this party started. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May your son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in the all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.